May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Geek Audio podcast. I'm DC Poobah of Geek Audio and Geek Archives, preserving the legacy of Shunyu Suzuki and those whose paths crossed his, and anything else that comes to mind. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today we have another piece from the work in progress, Tassajara Stories. This one, isn't it, Tassajara? And probably, I mean, you know, we got more material than we need, unless you want to publish a 800-page book. Nope. I don't know how many pages it would be. It probably wouldn't be that much. Well, I also have tons more notes and stories and everything. So this is just the pieces I've written. I think it's enough. I will, though. I'm sort of compulsive. I'm sure I will go through all my notes. I'll get it all together. I'm going to start working on focusing on this in a while. I'll go through all my notes and see, hey, is there anything I left out I'd like to put in? But then, you know what I'll do? I'll start thinking, I can just throw everything that doesn't fit or that I don't have time for into the basket for Tassajara Stories 2. And that way I can placate myself not to try to do everything at once. So this one is in the city. I was invited to go up. Well, hell, I think the story just tells you. I haven't looked at it since I wrote it. Sometime in the past 7 years. So it's called Glass. I was invited to a class in the newly formed Shunyu Suzuki Study Center and asked to talk about Suzuki in the good old days. I felt like I wasn't following the script when I said that Suzuki was sick a lot. Baker is not. Yeah, this is after Shunyu Suzuki had died and Richard Baker was the abbot. You were lucky if you saw Suzuki once a year for Dokusan, a private interview. You can see Baker closer to as much as you want. A higher percentage of people used to leave because of that and because there still wasn't enough to involve them fully, but there sure is now. More people are being ordained as priests and lay practitioners. I'd say I did this in 75 when I was at Tassajara as the head monk, or 76. No, 74 when I was there as head monk, or 75 when I was there as director. Yeah, that's what I remember. They had me come in just for this. That's a 4-hour drive. And we have all these classes with teachers like Dr. Kanze, the Children's Center, the Work Company, more involvement with our neighborhood and society, a lot of experimenting going on with an eye to taking care of ourselves and others, and financially supporting Zen Center as much as can be done within the realm of right livelihood. And we do not have less involvement with Zazen in practice. There were losses, of course, especially among older students when Suzuki died. Many of them had not been pleased, even in the later Suzuki years, with Zen Center's evolution into the increasing remoteness due to its growth. It's natural for there to be turnover when there's a change of leadership. Eventually, Silas felt like there wasn't a place for him anymore. Bill Kwong kept his distance, but he'd started doing that back in 1963 when he and Baker had a disagreement. Diane DePrima didn't come around. Though she and her family remained in the neighborhood and her daughter Jeannie stayed close, Minnie had been attached to Suzuki but not to Zen Center or his lineage. A number of students moved to Boulder to study with Drukpa, a trend that had started toward the end of Suzuki's life and which he didn't object to. Some drifted off elsewhere. This sort of thing has been repeated in institutional history, religious, and non, over and over. It happened with Dogen right away. Same with Muhammad. And Suzuki didn't want us all to stay there. He told me, to no avail, I'd be going to Texas to start a center. Baker's style was dynamic. I don't think he had a particular vision for Zen Center, but when opportunities arose, he might envision them as being right for Zen Center. He was willing to ride the edge of what was possible in order for Zen Center to have a form that he saw was healthy and sustainable. There had long been talk about having a farm, and Suzuki had always been open to that. Right after Baker became abbot, Green Gulch Farm at Muir Beach, just north of San Francisco, was offered to the Zen Center for the nominal price of $300,000. Baker took it to the board. Nils Holm was on the board at that time, and he told me that every single person was against it. He said that Baker made a forceful case, and Green Gulch became the San Francisco Zen Center's third and final center. In my first Dokusan with Baker, he started off by saying that I was a prominent disciple of Suzuki Roshi. But I was one of the last people he ordained. But all right. Well, that was nice of him. All right. That I was a prominent disciple of Suzuki Roshi. But that now, to continue in his lineage, I needed to be his student as well. I said, Suzuki Roshi is dead. You're my teacher now. Claude took on the name Ananda, continued a relationship at a distance, gave some lectures, was involved with the study center. Lou Richmond felt like Suzuki had not adequately prepared us for how to proceed after his death, and became a strong presence. Reb Anderson became Baker's Jisha attendant. Mel Weitzman kept running the Berkeley Zen Center, and though he wasn't in tune with Baker, as Lou and Reb, he didn't make a big deal out of it. Later, he and Les Kay in Los Altos joined Bill Kwong at Rinso Inn in Japan to receive transmission as Zen teachers from Suzuki's son and Dharma heir, Hoetsu, and thus remained within the lineage. The Godfather was released in March of 1972. Diane and I went to see it. The film ended with a shift of loyalty after Don Corleone's death. To remain in good standing, which was not as optional as with Zen Center, one had to kiss the ring of the new Don, Michael Corleone. A door is shut on one who'd been in the inner circle. A new era began. Walking to the car after the film, Diane sobbed and sobbed. At that class I met within the city, I concluded by saying that we still have Suzuki Roshi's teaching and Baker Roshi's as well, and he is with us. We're still basically on our own to figure out how to be Buddhist and how to be a person, how to live this life. So, yeah, listen, that Godfather thing, I sort of understated how parallel it was in our minds to what had happened in Zen Center, right? Yeah. Okay. This has been a Q Audio Podcast. I'm DC Puba of Kuke Audio and Kuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Senor with Doggette Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.